This bonus audio was made possible with the help of our patrons. Join up now for more exclusive audio like this. Our show lives on the support of listeners like you.
Warning. This show features action, violence, strong language, and best of all, explicit adult content. Listen up, kiddies. We all like to immerse ourselves in stories we wouldn't actually want happening to ourselves, right? Whether it features intergalactic dogfights, facing off with cyberpunk crime bosses, or fighting parasitic aliens. Our show is a safe space to indulge in sexy fantasies. The events are entirely fictional, featuring themes that blur the lines of consent and only occasionally cross them. We encourage you to exercise discretion, dear listener, and approach our content with an open mind, as we handle it as ethically as we can. For detailed content warnings, please visit yukiassassin.com/content advisory. Now with that out of the way, we hope you enjoy Yuki Space Assassin. Yuki, Space Assassin, POV number 4, Your Slave Girl. Log entry. A few days after log entry 0201. I've been had. Failed to kill my target. Probably the most powerful I've ever had in my sights. And rather than kill me, he's made me his pleasure slave. And with that comes a choice. Let him kill me with dignity. Well, as much dignity as I have left after sucking him off in front of the whole galaxy. Or do what pleasure slaves do. The better I am at it, the better chance of survival I have. The more I remain his whore. The other girls saw to my training how I was to act, speak, move. My ass shifts left to right as I walk, rolling my hips, my cheeks just fully visible and on display in this slave outfit. They even saw to it my holes were trained, teased, and lubricated with aphrodisiac oils, making me nice and sensitive for the next man. Or men, women, whoever had me next. Guess they figured if my body were into it, forced to play along, it would cease to be an act in time. I say they figure, as though I don't know Sautaram has broken stronger girls than me, and has it down to a science. My master, I'm here. Prostrating myself before your feet. As you wish, Master. Let me straddle your ankle. And press my lips from your foot up. Wrapping my hands around your massive leg. What a display for you. Your prized slave kissing your leg. Dressed as I am for you. I will make the system lords of the galaxy, envy you and your power. Do you prefer to be called Master? Or Sir? Or Daddy? Very well, Master. That is what you are, after all. My Master.
Do you like this outfit, Master? I was told a girl called Tiazi wore it before me. I hope it suits me better, and that I don't meet the same fate. It certainly... fits. You want to see me from behind?
If it pleases you.
There's a bit of a breeze back there, with a metallic thong, depriving no man the sight of my fat ass, or access for my master's firm, greedy hands. That's a sound you'll be hearing a lot soon. As you wish. As you demanded, they've pierced my nipples too. They're healed now, but very tender, sensitive. I'm pleased that they glitter like the stars for you, my master. Do you wish to see me move? Sway my hips and display this body you've conquered before your envious subjects. Don't mind if I do, mighty one. I hope this makes you hard. Watching the body of the woman you've conquered display herself without shame. I turn around, my hands joined above my head as I roll my hips, rocking from my core, and letting my chain dangle from behind my neck as I moved like the flames twisting, rocking, and flailing in the pyres about the throne room. There's not a detail of my body left to the imagination. My proficiency for belly dancing has become obvious. Much to my shame. You'd think I'd learned these moves before I got here, right? Yeah, no. I just retain lessons fast. Retain the moves that make you the hardest. Bending my knees, flattening my hands before me, and crawling on all fours towards you. I still have a lot to learn. But did you like it? Did you like seeing me display my body for you, my exalted lord and master? Is your cock nice and hard for my lips to grace it? You must be thinking, if I learned the dance so fast, what other valuable lessons did I pick up from your women? So soon? That... Of course, my master. I obey. No, I'm not upset. I'm sorry, Master. Now, outfit or not, clothed or entirely naked, I serve you. With a smile. I am here for you, my lord. I exist to satisfy your every whim, desire, and perversion. The burden of my rigorous training to serve you has been alleviated. Now it's time for you to enjoy me. Of course, Master. Here. I live to serve and pour your drink, my lord. What? I brought your stupid wine. What did I do wrong, huh? I did what you... Wait! I'm sorry. Please forgive me, my lord. I spoke out of turn. Wait. Don't come any closer. Don't you... No! Okay, I get it. Let me go now, please. I'll obey. I'll do whatever you desire, Master.
This the one here, Master. The sapir bound to the post naked. She's a pretty one. I will leave no visible damage. This I promise.
I am Zadoram's torturer. The composer of pain. The conductor of a chorus of screams. My whip is my brush. The canvas, she. My art, suffering. None in the galaxy parallels my skill. I will strike true. Not a note false. When she cries out, I will feel no pity. When she begs for mercy, I will be silent. Only when her disobedience is struck into oblivion, when the color of her pain makes a beautiful canvas, will I put down my will. Only to rise, to create the next masterpiece of obedience. Are you all better?
Yes.
You will obey your master and his exalted guests.
Yes.
With a smile.
Yes.
Good.
Master, please. Let me serve you, pleasure you, and submit to your greatness. I was foolish and wish for nothing more than to spend an eternity kissing and licking your parts, my lord, and use every inch of my body to make you come and desire me and use me and I'm sorry. I'm on my hands and knees begging your forgiveness. My wish in this galaxy is to be your perfect doll. Thank you. Thank you so much, my master. You honor me to allow one as petulant and foolish as me to serve you still. You are as great and merciful as they all say. I won't be so foolish again. I promise, O Great One. I straddle you, my master. You're so warm. Are you thirsty? I'm going to make a waterfall of wine between my tits for you to suckle and lick off me. Here I go. Oh, do I taste good? Sweet, sour, full-bodied. I'm not clean yet. Taste me, master. Don't let me go until I'm bathed in your tongue. Perhaps next time I bring one, I can lick it off of you. How's that sound, my lord? There you are, my master. Is there anything else I can do for you, Great One? Eager, aren't you? Oh, can't just sit there and let me do my job. No, no. You can't wait to ravish me. Take me. Yes. Yes, master. Ravish me. Push me. Pull me. Use me as you desire. I'm at your feet. Prepared to serve you. What is it, master? Of course, my master. Let me take my place at my true level. On my knees, between your legs. I'm parting your robes. Oh, my master. Oh, it's such a gorgeous monster cock. So thick. So erect. Must be so hard by now watching this body serve you, you can barely stand it. Well, it doesn't need my voice praising and worshipping your greatness. It needs my glossy, painted lips wrapped tenderly around it. Massaging, sucking your bad bitch breaker until you come down my moist fucking throat. Oh. I love making eye contact with you while I go in deep. Oh, such a big fucking cock. That's why you've enslaved me, isn't it? You must have heard. Yuki Tsukamoto. Best cocksucker in the galaxy. I am. I am the best cocksucker in the galaxy. And I'm your cocksucker now. Your cock. Or as many cocks as you command me to suck. I can't refuse any request. My master. Massaging that gorgeous monster between my lips. This veteran mouth is your fleshlight. For all time, King. I'm your eternal cocksucker, Master. You want to come on my face? Or in my mouth? Yes. Oh, yes, yes, yes. Come on. I'm ready for it. Come on, my lord. Lash me from my chin to my brow with your seed. Oh, wonderful. Oh. Oh, God, yes. Ruin my fucking eyeliner. Ugh. Come all over my face. Wonderful. Oh, wonderful, my master. I will wear the hot, thick ropes on this face for as long as you desire. And I'll wear them with pride. Let him look. Of course, my master. Are you satisfied now, my lord? Have I carried out my purpose? I'm talented at this? Good. That's good. I'm proud to be yours and serve you for the remainder of my life. I'm yours, Master. May I recover, my lord? As you wish. I will caress your leg and bear myself before your throne. I grip my teeth and let myself slip below your knees, splayed atop what silks and pillows await there. Presented before my master, filled with shame. You know, what scares me is to think that I did satisfy him. And with another day, I sink even deeper into my slavery to him. My natural talent, for it will keep me the favorite toy for a long time. Whether or not I can use it, or that makes him less likely to let me go, I can't say it this time. I can only survive and await whatever lustful act my master demands of me.
Yuki Space Assassin is a Sadistic Dreamer production, starring Kit Nevada. To support us while accessing hours of exclusive audio and comics, go to subscribestar.com/sadistic-dreamer. Sign up for the $2 tier and you'll get exclusive content. $6 will get you 1 week early access on all content, exclusive and otherwise. Join our growing Discord community using the link in the podcast description. Join the Yuki Space Assassin subreddit. And remember to follow us on Twitter at Yuki Space Ass. Yes, Yuki Space Ass. We hope you've enjoyed the ride, kitties. Sweet dreams.